Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy already has a 2026 Republican primary challenger. State Treasurer and former Congressman John Fleming announced that he will oppose the senator. Outgoing Public Service Commissioner Eric Skirmetta and retiring Congressman Gary Graves are also mentioned as possible candidates. Another Republican who is confirming preliminary Senate race interest is Representative Clay Higgins. He just won a fifth U.S. House term with 71% of the vote. The Louisiana political situation will be different in 2026. The state is moving away from the top two jungle primary system for some offices and returning to the partisan primary procedure that most states use. Under the new legislation, races for the U.S. Senate, U.S. House, State School Board, Public Service Commission, and State Supreme Court will go to an April 2026 partisan primary. Weeks after the election, we finally have all 435 congressional races decided. In Northern California's 13th District, we see Democratic former State Assemblyman Adam Gray defeating freshman Republican Congressman John Duarte by just 187 votes. There will be no recount. Representative Duarte will not contest the outcome, and so the closest race in the country draws to a close. Mr. Duarte says he hopes to continue serving the public in other ways and is open to again running for Congress. Therefore, we could see a third race between these two in 2026. With Orange County Democratic challenger Derek Tran posting a margin of 653 votes, means that two-term Republican California Congresswoman Michelle Steele has lost her seat. It also appears she will return for a rematch. Ms. Steele has already filed a 2026 campaign committee. Therefore, the House will feature 220 Republicans and 215 Democrats, a net gain of one seat for the Democrats when compared to the current House. Georgia two-term Republican Attorney General Chris Carr announced late last week that he will be a candidate in the state's open governor's race in 2026. Incumbent Governor Brian Kemp is term-limited, but likely to challenge Democratic Senator John Ossoff when the latter man runs for a second term. Michigan will host one of 15 open governor's races next year because the incumbents are term-limited, so candidates are already beginning to make moves. Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan, who switched from the Democratic Party to independent status earlier this year, is serving his third term, having been originally elected at the end of 2013. This week, the mayor became the first individual to announce that he will run as an independent for governor next year. The addition of Mr. Dugan on the independent ballot line means we will see a serious three-way Michigan gubernatorial contest in 2026. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.